Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 13, the verses 1 to 18. Genesis 13, 1 to 18. So Abram left Egypt and traveled north into the Negev, along with his wife and Lot, and all that they owned. From the Negev, they continued traveling by stages toward Bethel, and they pitched their tents between Bethel and Ai, where they had camped before. This was the same place where Abram had built the altar, and there he worshipped the Lord again. Lot, who was traveling with Abram, had also become very wealthy with flocks of sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and many tents. But the land could not support both Abram and Lot with all their flocks and herds living so close together. So disputes broke out between the herdsmen of Abram and Lot. Finally, Abram said to Lot, "Let's not allow this conflict to come between us or our herdsmen. After all, we are close relatives. The whole countryside is open to you. Take your choice of any section of the land you want, and we will separate. If you want the land to the left, then I will take the land on the right. If you prefer the land on the right, then I will go to the left." Lot took a long look at the fertile plains of the Jordan Valley in the direction of Zoar. The whole area was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord or the beautiful land of Egypt. Lot chose for himself the whole Jordan Valley to the east of them. He went there with his flocks and servants and parted company with his uncle Abram. So Abram settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom and settled among the cities of the plain. But the people of this area were extremely wicked and constantly sinned against the Lord. After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abram, "Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land as far as you can see to you and your descendants as a permanent possession. And I will give you so many descendants that like the dust of the earth, they cannot be counted. Go and walk through the land in every direction, for I am giving it to you." So Abram moved his camp to Hebron and settled near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. There he built another altar to the Lord. My theme for reflection is when the dust settles, choosing God over gain. When the dust settles, choosing God over gain. If you have ever shared a kitchen with someone, be it a roommate, sibling, or spouse, you know how quickly conflicts can bubble over. Who left the dishes? Who finished the milk? It seems minor until it is not. Life together, whether in homes or communities of faith, has a funny way of testing what we value most: control or peace, fairness or generosity, rights or relationships. Genesis 13 drops us into a moment of real-life tension between Abram and Lot. Their flocks had grown so large that the land could not sustain them both. Their herders started quarreling. The situation is reaching a breaking point, and Abram's response reveals more than just politeness. It shows something deeper about his character. It reveals a heart that is learning to trust a God bigger than possessions or prime real estate. Coming off a shaky episode in Egypt where Abram lied to save his skin, this scene shows a kind of spiritual recalibration. He returns to a familiar place and calls upon the name of the Lord. He reconnects, and from that reconnection flows a radical generosity. Abram lets Lot choose first. He yields the visible advantage because he knows something deeper. God's promises don't depend on the best grazing lands, but on the faithfulness of the one who gave the promise. In today's world, this act would look foolish. Why give someone the upper hand when you had every right to keep it? Why choose humility over leverage? Yet, as if our faith never challenges or reorders our priorities, then it is not truly faith. It is just a feeling. Abraham's choice disrupts the ordinary, the me-first impulse. It reflects a deeper transformation, the kind that comes not from knowing about God, but from walking with Him. The beauty here is that Abraham's decision does not lead to lack. It leads to greater blessing. After Lot parts ways, God reaffirms and expands His promise. It is as if God was waiting to show Abraham that faithfulness, that legacy, is not defined by land but by generosity. In the same way, when we choose generosity over greed or faith over fear, God often opens our eyes to the bigger story He is writing. This text presses a question to each of us. When conflict arises, when resources seem scarce, when we fear we might miss out, what do we choose? Like Abraham, do we take time to recalibrate, to return to our spiritual altar and remember who God is and who we are? Or do we press our advantage, clinging to what we can see, forgetting the God who sees further? There is a striking detail in verse 7. The Canaanites and Perizzites were living in the land. In other words, the world was watching. Just like today, the way we handle conflict in our families, churches, and communities is visible. Our choices become a witness, not just of our character, but of our trust in God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in moments of tension or potential loss, do I respond more like Lot, grasping for what looks good, or like Abraham, trusting God with what's unseen? Number two, how might I cultivate a habit of returning to my altar, of pausing to seek God's direction before making a decision? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 5 quiet minutes to reflect on a recent or upcoming decision. Lay it before God in prayer. Ask not just for the right outcome, but for the right posture, one that reflects trust, humility, and love. Gracious God, You are the God who sees farther than we do, who blesses even in barren places, who honors faith over fear. Teach us to return to You when we have strayed, to trust You when we are uncertain, and to respond with generosity even when it seems costly. Transform our hearts through worship so that our choices reflect Your love. Make us into people who walk with You, not only in blessing, but in surrender. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.